be yourself. I say to you, don't consider anybody else in the world. Just consider yourself. And in that very consideration, you would have considered the whole world. In being selfish, you will find all the altruism that you have been seeking and seeking and were not finding. Because the whole thing was upside down. You are told to love the neighbor, but you have never loved yourself. Beggars, sooner or later, the reality manifests itself, then there is misery, suffering. Then you think you have been cheated. This beggar has been trying to prove himself an emperor. Now this is absolutely absurd. You were thinking him as an emperor. The same is the situation from the other side. The other person thinks you have been cheating him, pretending to be an emperor, and you are just a beggar. When both beggars find that they are beggars, what else they can do other than be angry, enraged, violent to each other, hating each other as deeply as possible? And the love, it was nothing. They don't know what love is. To know anything, you have to begin with yourself. Sacrifice yourself for some idiotic idea. I want you to just simply structure. In the ordinary economics, if you give something, you will have less. If you go on giving, soon you will be a beggar. In the ordinary economic world, you have to snatch as much from everybody as possible. Then you have more and more and more. The treasures I am talking about to you follow a different law. If you cling to them, they shrink. If you cling too much, you can even kill them. If you want to destroy them, then close all the windows and doors. Become a grave, so nothing can escape outside. Whomsoever it may concern, you simply give. You don't be concerned about the address. You simply go on sending the love letters. Somebody will receive it somewhere. The more you go on sailing, the more goes on entering in you from unknown sources. A man is just like a well.